USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is honoring military vets on Veterans Day. He placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
We pay homage to the unrelenting bravery and dedication that distinguishes all those who have earned the title of American veteran.
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Plaza was reopened to the public this week after being closed during the COVID pandemic. A ninth person is dead from injuries sustained at a Southeast Texas music festival. The family of Barti Shahani, saying the 22-year-old passed away Wednesday night at a Houston hospital a couple of days after she was declared brain dead. She was with her sister and cousin at Astroworld last Friday when a crowd surged toward the stage during rapper Travis Scott's performance. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Lawmakers and military advocates have raised concerns about the rate of suicides among veterans. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough offers services within his department to address that rate on Fox News.
If something's bothering you, come forward. We're here for you. We have a wide range of services, whether you want to talk to another vet or whether you want to talk to a mental health professional. We're here for you.
Employer-based health care family premium prices are outpacing wage growth and inflation. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Zillow reached an agreement to sell around 2,000 properties from its home flipping business that it's winding down. Zillow announced last week they're pulling the plug on their tech-powered flipping operation after the algorithm they set up screwed up. Nick Cianciola is a registered realtor in the Phoenix market. He tells USA Radio News what Zillow selling these homes means to the real estate market.
Nobody's going to be able to buy these homes anymore. They're gone. They're off the market now. Like, at originally, they had a chance of not being in an investor's hands, and they were going to resell them on the market to families and everybody else that could buy them and move into them and make them their own house. But now they're going to be long-term rentals because the only people that are going to be buying these houses are not you and I. They're going to be BlackRock, you know, the big venture capitalists that can afford to buy, you know, 10, 15, 20, 100 houses at a time in a package deal. So those guys are not going to be fixing them up and flipping them. They're going to be holding on to them and renting them out. And when you have two or three big entities that own large groups of houses in areas, they're able to control rental rates a lot easier now, man. Like, all they have to do is flip the switch. If they want to charge $100 more a month for rent, they can do that. They own 1,000 houses.
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Miami Dolphins hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.